Larry, welcome back, and long weekend for you and your guys.
Yes, it was. It sounds like we might have a repeat coming up this weekend again, so looking forward to it.
Yeah, so what are, I guess let's jump right into that. What are the models that you're seeing from NOAA saying about another potential pretty good-sized snowstorm less than a week out?
Well, that's what we're seeing. Hopefully it comes in as rain, but you know, they won't be able to tell for sure until it hits ground probably Wednesday or Thursday. But there's some of the models are showing, you know, close to 20 some inches, so we don't need that, not with this much on the ground right now.
Yeah, well, what's that add to the mix if we don't get up to where we're well above the freezing mark and some sunshine? This stuff isn't going to go anywhere, is it?
Well, today, that's one of the reasons we're going to be out pretty hard today. In the subdivisions, we're trying to clear the inlets and stuff to make sure that if we do get any melting, that we can get the water away from there, that we don't have, you know, small lakes spread out through the subdivisions. So you're probably going to see us out there with backhoes and bobcats trying to get these inlets open. Right now they're full with snow and everything. We want to make sure they're open where we can get water to drain out, so we don't have issues later in the week, and especially with the additional snowfall coming in. We got to get those windrows back as far as we can. And right now the problem that we're going to try and work around, if we do work in the subdivisions, we're going to try and keep the driveways open, since everybody's pretty well got them open now. So we are going to be out trying to do some additional work this week.
There were some concerns, I know, especially in the city, and perhaps maybe not as much in the county, though, is when that snow gets piled up at intersections and those kinds of things, and it affects the sight lines. Are you going to work on those a little bit, too?
We're going to be doing a lot of work with those. You know, with the, especially back in the cul-de-sacs and, you know, at intersections and stuff, we got to try and get rid of some of that snow just so we can make room for another storm.
Mm-hmm. What about the back roads out in the county? You guys, hats off to your crew. I'm out there off one of those, and by the time we got off our snow-covered lane, by the time we hit the pavement, it was business as usual.
We've been working even on our gravel roads. You know, we've got them down to where the gravel's showing, so, you know, they're passable. Hopefully we get a little melting this week to where they can really get down to the gravel and get things back to semi-normal before we get into the next storm. This storm, I think we had trucks in the ditches more than I can remember in a long, long time. It was a real heavy snow, even with those our bigger trucks. When you get to pushing that much, every once in a while it'll push your front end around to where, you know, you wasn't expecting. So we were lucky we didn't turn any over or tear anything up too bad, but we did have some breakdowns we had to deal with. We've got three good mechanics there at the shop that were able to get us the trucks back up and running and going back out. So it was a long weekend for the guys.
I know. I think for a lot of folks, Larry, you know, they think about public works and road crews and all, and they think about the guys behind the wheel, but there's a whole support staff behind them that spends the weather event right there at the shed like everybody else, right?
We had a few guys, or a couple anyhow, stayed overnight Friday night. Now, we do have some cots there, the guys that live out further, that they can use where they can find a corner and crawl into. We did send them home about 10 o'clock Friday night, got them some rest, brought them back at 6 o'clock Saturday morning, and we worked again through the day Saturday that evening, and sent them back home, and then we came back out again yesterday about 6 o'clock. We worked till about 1:30, 2 o'clock when I think our last truck come in.
Timing of the storm, did it help you in the fact that it hit over a weekend where you could send the guys home and bring them back out at 6 and not have to worry about traffic?
It helped a great bunch. That's one of the best things that I think we had. And it seems like people are starting to listen to the news a little more. You know, the traffic was way down Saturday for a normal Saturday. You know, people were staying at home, which helped us immensely.
Helped the grocery stores, too, after their after the run on them last week. Boy, oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple things, you know, I'd like to remind people about. When we have a storm this large, we're going to be making numerous passes through the subdivisions and down these roads. we know that you're out there trying to get your driveway cleaned up and trying to keep it where it's a manageable depth, but we're going to have to, we have to keep coming by, and we can't turn our plows, we can't stop and pick the plows up when we go by. What we suggest to everybody, if you are going to clean in front of your driveway, at about 10 to 15 feet on the left side of your driveway as you're facing the road, if you clean that out, that gives our plows a spot where they can empty out before they go across your driveway. Another thing I would like to caution people about is when they do take the snow out of their driveway, don't push it out onto the streets. If someone would come through there and hit that with their car and cause an accident, that person is responsible for it. It's not us. It's up to, you know, if they put the material out there and someone damages the car or gets someone hurt, you know, there is potential civil matter there that could appear. So,
not fun. So. One of those challenges. Cole County Public Works, Larry Benz in with us this morning. KWOS Open Air, 556-6397. Calls, questions, comments, even a text message if you have a question for Larry Benz.
Larry, how are you guys set for material? How are you guys set for salt and that kind of stuff?
We're still doing good. We'll probably take a look, a serious look at it this week and see if we can order some in. We haven't had to this year yet, so budget-wise, we're looking good so far. We haven't heard of any problems with getting deliveries on salt. We did run into that a number of years ago. I remember was when I first started, so it's been over 20 years. We got down to where we maybe had one truckload of salt left in the dome. So, you know, we're trying to stay abreast of that. So, get it ordered. You know, not only are the people having problems getting around, you know, the guys trying to deliver his salt are having issues. So, we try and stay in front of that and try and get in when we can get it.
Cole County Public Works, Larry Benz with us this morning on KWOS Open Air, brought to you by Arts Pest Control. Talk a little bit when we come back, a little bit more about plowing the snow and the ongoing challenge that especially maybe by we get a little later in the week, potential for another storm on the way. We come back with Cole County Public Works, Larry Benz on KWOS Open Air. KWOS Open Air brought to you by Arts Pest Control. You stay, they go. John Marsh, Dick Aldrich, Cole County Public Works Director Larry Benz in with us. 556-6397. Calls, questions, text messages, A-okay. Larry, I know you want to put out some cautions to folks, especially in subdivisions in the county, about where they park.
We would like to ask people, if at all possible, if they've got a driveway or ability to move the car off the street, we ask that they do so, especially with these kind of events with the heavy snow. When they park out there, you know, most of these trucks have anywhere from 10 to 14 foot plows on the front of them. It's difficult to get through, especially pushing that much snow. So if they can, at all possible, you know, park in your driveways, give us some room to work. The quicker we can get in there and get it pushed back, quicker your life can get back to normal.
Talk to us about the challenges of pushing this much snow, because, you know, a routine snow in mid-Missouri is 3-4. Man, we get up over 5 inches, and, you know, the city kind of shuts down. We start getting up to a foot of snow or more than that, it becomes a real emergency, doesn't it?
It does, and that's why we try and get out as soon as we can in a storm to start pushing it back so we can take it back in lifts. But, you know, again, we need to try and get that push back as far as we can. You know, I can remember some winters where, you know, first snow never had a chance to melt, and we were on storm 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. That's why we have to try and get it back as far as we can to make sure we've got it. We can keep adequate width for cars, people get in and out, as well as emergency services.
That's a big part of an emergency service, as we remember from the 20-inch snow. How many years ago was that?
Six, seven, 8 years ago. Yeah.
I mean, it was literally where they were bringing out, you guys were having to break trail for the ambulances, weren't you?
Exactly. And we had one call this weekend where an ambulance had to get to the med center. They called, our ambulances called down to our shop, and I was able to contact MoDOT, and they worked with them to try and get them a lead truck, take them all the way up, or it was emergency transfer to the med center. So, you know, we all work together when this is going on. I can't say enough good things about our crew out there. It takes a special type of breed to climb in a snowplow and to drive. It's bad enough during daytime, but at nighttime it's even worse yet. you get mesmerized by the snow coming into the headlights. That's why we tell our guys, you know, take breaks as often as they need to, you know, even if they need to come into the shop, take a short nap to where they can get back out and be alert while they're in the truck.
How many hour shifts do your guys pull during a snowstorm of this magnitude?
We normally try and keep them down around 15, 16 hours. Like this weekend, Friday night we shut down at 10 o'clock. We brought them back next morning at 6 o'clock. That gives them time to get home. Some of our guys are like myself. We've got farm animals we need to get home, get fed, and take care of, as well as try and get our own families in and out of our driveways. So we're trying to get them some break. We've got a few drivers that come in for us that work through the night when we go home to try and get some rest. They come in and they're there to monitor the roads and help with the fire trucks and ambulances if they need to, so we can the guys can get some rest. So it's, you know, we've Butch Braun comes in. He mans our phones for us as well as loads trucks. So, and there are several other guys that come in, and I don't know what we'd do without them. So,
talk to us, Larry, about is this past snow that we had, the big heavy wet snow, about the hardest to push?
It was. When we had that heavy sleet a few years ago, that was similar, but this snow was a lot more wet. It packed easier. So it was coming out of the plows hard, going down the roads. I'm sure we got some mailboxes here and there that, you know, people think we hit with a snow plow. It's not the plow that's doing it. It's the snow coming out of the end of the plow. And with this storm, I'm sure we got some. So, if they want to call into the office, we'll try and get someone out there and try and get them repaired this week.
Boy, it is a challenge and all. I know you were talking to me. It took me back to when my old buddy Jeff Presley was still working with MoDOT as a plow truck driver, and I went out with him, gosh, one night and all. It was like, man, I don't know how you do this when the snow was coming down and coming at the window and lit up in the headlights. He just laughed.
Yeah. like I said, it takes a special person to be able to get in there and do this day in and day out. I can't be more proud of the guys we have working out there right now. They're a good bunch. They're conscientious on what they need to do, and just truly a good bunch of guys.
You use just straight salt, or do you mix other things in? I even heard one time of people, crews using beet juice. I mean, what?
On a storm like this where the temperatures were up as warm as they were, normally we just use straight salt. All the trucks are equipped with calcium chloride tanks on them to where we can spread, you know, a little extra if the temperature starts to drop. That takes the ability to salt work lower temperatures. We do use beet juice. We put it out, usually not during the storm, it's ahead of the storms. We'll put it out on our bridge decks and stuff like that. It keeps it, you know, from the frost, where if you get a good heavy morning frost, it'll keep it from forming there. So it works well.
Yeah, that's a good caution. Maybe we could reiterate that, because I know I come in on 50 every morning and I slow way down and have for years on the Bighorn overpass there on 50, because that's been the scene of multiple fatal accidents of people sliding off, hasn't it, Larry?
Well, and that's what MoDOT, as well as us in the city, we're trying to get out. The beet juice allows us to do it, you know, maybe once a week, you know, if there's not any precipitation. It keeps the frost off. Frost is just as bad as black ice, probably more so on the bridge decks. Is you come on to that and you're not really thinking the rest of the road's in good shape, and all of a sudden, boom, you're sliding, turning around.
So one more time, you want to reiterate for us what the weather model is showing, worst case scenario, just so everybody can at least be forewarned is forearmed, I guess. Huh?
Well, I know last night I was watching Channel 13, and Mike Roberts was saying, you know, some of the models are showing, you know, in excess of 20 inches. We really don't need another storm like that, but the potential's there, but we'll deal with what comes to us. We'll just take it and run. So
there it is in a nutshell. Well, keep up the good work, Larry. We appreciate it. We'll let you get back to work. I know the guys still have a lot of work ahead. You might think after the main roads are cleaned, the work is not over by a long shot.
No, not by a long shot. We're trying to get all the trucks back up in good shape, and as well as do some work out on the roads opening inlets. So.
And don't park out in front of your house, especially in the subdivisions, if you can possibly avoid it, correct?
Amen.
There you go. Thank you. Cole County Public Works Director Larry Benz with us on KWOS Open Air.